For now, COVID-19 vaccine demand still outpaces supply in McLean County. But is that about to flip?
We'll see. The next week or two will really let us know definitively where we stand on that.
That's County Health Department spokesperson Marianne Menko. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, April 26th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a new McLean County Health Department effort to increase COVID vaccine participation among groups that have been more reluctant to get it. Eric Stock reports.
McLean County is using endorsements to try to encourage more Republican men to get the COVID vaccine.
I'm Congressman Rodney Davis. I received my COVID-19 vaccine. Consider getting yours at the first available
County Health Department spokesperson Marianne Menko says the department hopes new television and radio ads featuring Congressman Rodney Davis and County Board Member Chuck Erickson will reduce vaccine hesitancy among Republican men. Menko says the county is using media and social media to target several populations where hesitancy runs higher.
We're trying to reach all audiences. We're trying to hit the African-American community. We're trying to hit, the Hispanic community. We're trying our best really to reach those mostly conservative older males.
Menko says the health department has also tried to target college students in their vaccine marketing. Young adults make up the largest percentage of new coronavirus cases in McLean County. And the county has set new high marks for COVID hospitalizations 4 days in a row. Menko says the trend is concerning.
I hate to see it. It's a terrible thing to see, especially at this late date. So we can't possibly push enough how important it is to get your vaccine as soon as you can. And also continue those very important measures that stop the spread of this virus.
Menko says vaccine demand remains high, even if appointments are staying open longer than they were a few weeks ago.
We still have more demand than we do have supply. But we'll see. The next week or two will really let us know definitively where we stand on that.
Menko says the health department's mobile clinics haven't seen demand as high. She says the county could promote those better. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. A 22-year-old Bloomington man, Marshall Blanchard, has pleaded guilty to a hate crime after riding his motorcycle into a group of protesters during a 2020 rally downtown. He's eligible for up to 14 years in prison when he's sentenced in July. The Illinois Department of Public Health will resume use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine after federal regulators lifted the previously recommended pause. And community members gathered in Uptown Normal over the weekend for a candlelight vigil in solidarity with Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. It was organized by Not in Our School and Asia Connect. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Tensions are high during the pandemic, and not just for people. Dogs pick up on stress and anxiety that can lead to aggressive behavior. Dana Vollmer talked to State Farm's Heather Paul about a spike in dog bite or injury claims over the last year.
Illinois is ranked number 2 for State Farm for dog-related injury claims. Last year, we paid over $12.6 million for those claims, and that could be a dog bite or it could be an injury where a person is knocked down. But one of the trends that flew off the report was in March of 2020, just at the height of when everybody was going on COVID lockdown, we saw a dramatic increase of 115% in the amount paid for dog-related injury claims. It was clear that dogs were picking up on our anxiety, and we were also, in a sense, invading their space. Our dogs and pets that are used to us being gone for the day where they can have quiet time, suddenly they had to live with us 24/7, and that can be a little nerve-wracking for our pets. And unfortunately, some of them reacted by biting or possibly even injuring someone in the home.
Did that get any better with time? Did pets, like their humans, just kind of adjust to this new normal?
It changed as things mellowed out. We got a little more comfortable with operating out of our homes, so did our pets. But now what we're concerned about, and others in the industry, are as we transition back into a normal post-COVID life where kids are going back into the school, we may be going back into the workplace, we're venturing out more, our pets who have gotten used to us being at home are now going to be left alone. And so there are instances of separation anxiety where dogs can exhibit anxiety and stressful behavior, and they may bite, they could destroy property, or the other concern is all of those pandemic pets, all of those pets that we adopted or fostered during the lockdown may potentially have issues now with socialization. They have been at home. They haven't been out and about with meeting other people and other dogs. And so we don't want to rush them.
When people got their quarantine pets, they may not have realized how much work it would be to train them or what kinds of personalities they'd be inheriting through a rescue. How much of a factor are these quarantine pets in the numbers you're seeing?
Well, we don't exactly know the answer to that because we don't ask when a claim or a situation is filed, we don't necessarily know, is this a dog that was in the home already or a new pet? But you're absolutely right. When we went into lockdown, we had a lot more time at home. For many people, they were lonely, so they went out and they had time for a pet. Unfortunately, now that maybe they're going to have less time or they're seeing behavioral changes in their dog, those new pet owners may not be giving the time to really understand and help their pet adjust. Shelters and rescues are already seeing a spike in the number of pets returned. And it's no fault of the pet. They unfortunately just are behaving in a way that shows they're not comfortable with a certain situation or what is happening in the home. And we have new pet owners that don't really understand what they need to be doing to help that pet.
I think some people carry shame around their dog's bad behavior and may not be willing to kind of take the step and admit it's a problem. What would you say to encourage them?
Definitely consider having a conversation with your pet. And by having a conversation, I mean understanding their changes in how their body language or vocalization is. To know if they're not comfortable, if your dog just doesn't act like, hey, it doesn't seem to want to be petted or be out in public, don't. Don't put your dog into a situation where it could potentially injure someone. We want to set up our pets to be successful and not fail.
That's State Farm's Heather Paul speaking with Dana Vollmer. Before we let you go, the Bloomington City Council meets tonight at 7. On the agenda is an annual report from the Civilian Police Advisory Board and a resolution calling on the governor to place a moratorium on utility shutoffs. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.